Hi, this is Sunny, coming to you from my backyard in the Superior Highlands in Lake County, Minnesota. It's the end of October. Migratory species that haven't moved out yet are heading south now as I speak. Trails of Canada geese have been floating across the sky. Snowbirds have loaded up their campers and RVs and are floating south on the highways. Everyone who is still here is in the get-ready mode for snow and cold. The backyard is alive with noise and activity. This isn't because of any magic in this particular spot in the woods. It's because I've started feeding birds again. Haven't seen a black bear in weeks. It's getting time for them to start their inevitable long winter sleep. Right about the time all the glowing tamaracks start to fade. As long as I'm not contributing to the delinquency of any Ursus Americanus, I can fill bird feeders without worry. October is the beginning of color change for the snowshoe hares in the backyard. Right now their ears and feet and stomachs are already white. It won't be long and they'll be completely white. The winter birds are starting to show up in bigger numbers. A lot of chickadees, and lately, a lot more white-breasted nuthatches. I've only seen a few red-breasted nuthatches so far. Lots of blue jays still, in big, noisy gangs. And one weekend while I was working outside, a big, noisy gang of juvenile ravens stopped by. That was a real treat. I wonder if any of them were Bud and Gladys's progeny. October weekends in the woods here remind me of the Red Green Show, a much-loved-by-some and long-running public TV show satirizing life in the North Woods. I can always hear a chainsaw off in the background. If the temps get high enough, chipmunks come out to look for seeds. I was planting garlic one day, and a little chippy came right up to me. The sudden appearance of that chipmunk took me back to my childhood in an instant. I was 9 or 10 years old at the time and at the family cabin, begging old bread from my mom to take outside to lure chipmunks. Wow! Mom was alive back then. So was Dad. There was a very tame chipmunk named Alfred. I don't know why, but I named he or she Alfred. And he or she would run up my leg to take food from the hand. No time to waste waiting for you to bend over. One day my dad was painting the cabin porch deck with green paint. Alfred ran up to him and he put a blob of green paint on Alfred's back. I remember being so upset, thinking it would hurt Alfred in some way. It wasn't anger, actually. Maybe it was just fear. Alfred of Northeast Ontario had become a dear friend of Sonny of the Midwestern U.S. Fast forward to the next summer, back up at the cabin. Same routine, trying to get Mom to part with some precious food substance that I could go outside with and feed to animals. With bread crust in my hand, doing my best chippy imitation, guess who comes running up to me? Yep, it's Alfred. And the telltale, now very small spot of green on his back identified him before he scurried up my leg. Wow. I ran to tell my dad. I told everybody. It was amazing to me, even as a kid, that a tiny rodent could not only live through a winter up there, but remember me. Food is important. With most of the leaves down in the woods now, you can hear all sorts of creatures, especially if there's no wind. The sound of movement is amplified by the layer of crunchy, dry leaves. That layer will decompose and add nutrients to the forest floor. That little paltry layer that's been building for thousands of years. It'll create food sources and nutrients for the life that springs up from the ground. I go outside at night and sometimes I'll hear crash, 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 big noises coming out from the leaves in the woods. If you didn't know better, you'd be maybe a little bit scared. But I know from years of being here that all that noise may just be a tiny rodent running through the leaves. Or it may be Bigfoot. No one really knows because no one can see in the dark. I like to think it's just a rodent, of course, when I'm outside at night. In daylight, we can be a lot more brave and imagine bears and Bigfoot and dinosaurs and all sorts of creatures. Fall is time for all of us to decompress, to stock up, to get ready. Cold is coming, snow is coming. It's already snowed here, but it didn't stay. It will stay pretty soon. we don't have a lot of time left to see the dirt under our feet. Well, this is Sunny signing off. Thank you for listening to Lake County Journal on WTIP. I can't wait to talk to you again next month. Until then, drive carefully and don't forget to be grateful.